Today's shiur is Masechta Erevin Daf Pei Tes. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph at the Mishnah, the new Perek, Kol Gagos. The principle of our entire Masechta, certainly in the Erev Chatzeris aspect of our Masechta, is that one may not carry from something that's in his own private home to a Chatzer. And the reason is because his own private home is considered more of an exclusive area than the chatzar, which is shared by all the neighbors who live in that same chatzar. And as we've discussed many times, Shlomo HaMelech was concerned that if we're going to carry from the private homes to the more public Rishus HaYachid, even though it's certainly a situation of carrying from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, one may come to carry from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, Shlomo HaMelech said it may not be done, unless, as we've also discussed quite extensively, an Eruvah Chatzeris is made. Our Perek begins by discussing what is the halacha when you have something not in a house, but you have something outdoors before Shabbos. So the concern that if you're going to carry from your house to outdoors is not really there. So what's the halacha then? Do we allow you to carry objects that were outside? The example that we always give to discuss this question is if someone has a shared driveway, there are two homes that have a shared driveway, and they did not make an Eruvah Chatzeris. So certainly, no one could carry anything from their home into the chatzar, into the driveway, or vice versa, from the driveway into their home. But let's say you come home from shul Friday night and you notice that your child's bicycle is still in the driveway. And now I can't bring it inside. That's certainly usur. But it's, let's say, at the front of the driveway. I don't want it to be so obvious that it's outside. So I want to be able to move it to the back of the driveway. There's no Erev Chatzeris in this driveway. But would I be allowed to move it anyway to the back of the driveway? Because I'm not moving something from inside the house to the driveway. I'm moving something within the driveway. So says the Mishnah, Kol Gag Seir, all the roofs of the city, Rishos Achasein. And what that means is, you're allowed to move everything from one roof to another roof, even though the roofs did not make an error between each other. And as Rashi explains, the reason we're more lenient, according to this opinion, Ramey's opinion, on something that's left on a roof, because a roof is not really an area that people leave and use things on a regular basis. And therefore, we could be more lenient. And the Meiri explains that this heter, according to Ramey, is going to be a very big part of our Shir Mitzvashem, is even if the roofs are separated from each other, there are walls that are separating, there are gates that separate them, the still halacha would apply. There's one halacha. The roof can't be 10 tefachim higher or lower than the other roof. That's the opinion of Ramey. The Tosfos Yontif points out why does the Mishnah have to say both Shloyei Gag Gvoya Asara or Namach Asara? It's the same point, that one roof shouldn't be taller than the other roof. If one is taller, then it'll be automatically that the other one is shorter. So why did the Mishnah have to say both sides of this equation? So he explains that sometimes it's not necessarily that if one house is taller, the other house is necessarily going to be shorter. Let's say if the houses are in a valley. So if you have a house in a valley, so then it's not necessarily going to be that way. And that's why the Mishnah had to point it out that doesn't make a difference. As long as one is taller, even if the other one is not necessarily going to be shorter, it doesn't make a difference. Another teretz that the Teretz Yisrael offers to this question is that if the Mishnah didn't say it this way, we would think that the Mishnah is only speaking in a situation where you have all the roofs are the same height, then you have one roof sticking out. But what happens if the way the city is built, there's some taller houses, and there are some shorter, small, lower houses? That's the style of the city. Maybe I would think that then the halacha is you can't carry, Ramey will agree, you can't carry from one roof to another roof. That's why the Mishnah to teach us, no. Even one, under all circumstances, if they're not within 10 tefachim of each other, Ramey will hold you can't carry from one roof to the other. The Chama, however, disagree. The Chama's opinion is, the Kol Echod, Ve'echod, Rishos, Vefnei Atzmai, every roof is considered separate. Rav Shimon Omer, Echad Gagos, you have the roofs of the cities, Ve'echad Chatzeris, the various outside Chatzeris, Ve'echad Kafifos, we have a Kafif, we've discussed many times in our Masechta. A Kafif is a field outside the city that isn't, even though it's enclosed, but it's not enclosed for the purpose of residence. And then there's a nafkamina, as we've learned, if it's larger than a Beis Hasayim or less than Beis Hasayim. Because if it's larger than a Beis Hasayim, it becomes a Carmelis. And of course, I'm not allowed to carry there at all. But if it's less than a Beis Hasayim, then it's not a Carmelis. And therefore, if Shimon says it's included in this outside area, they're all Rishus Echadim. Achasein, all considered one Rishus. And the halacha is you can carry from a roof to a chotzer, to a karfif, back and forth. L'inyan, l'kelim sheshos b'toichen. But when is this said? Only for kelim that were not inside, they were outside from the beginning of Shabbos. However, v'loy, l'kelim sheshos b'toichen bayis. If they were in the house, then you can't carry from inside the house, as we began our shir, to outside the house, unless you have an eruv. And again, Rashi Devar Maskil, Rav Shimon explains that the basic reasoning of Rav Shimon is very similar to the basic reasoning that we gave in explaining the opinion of Rameya, that since all of these places are not places that are used on a regular basis, so therefore Chazal did not make the din of eruv chatzeris only when we're talking about a place that is where kelim are used, the helms, and then you can't carry them out without a eruv chatzeris. The Miri points out, Shimon is more lenient than Rameyer in two aspects. Rameyer only allowed us to carry migag legag, and when there's a difference of less than 10 tefachim, Rav Shimon is going to be lenient and say you could carry from one roof to the other roof under all circumstances. Moreover, Rameyer only allows you to carry from a roof to a roof, but not from a roof to a chotzer, or from a roof to a karfif. And Rav Shimon treats them all in one category. The last statement of our Mishnah that says that you can never carry something from the home to the chotzer, or from the chotzer to the home, that isn't specifically being mentioned according to Rav Shimon. That halacha is speaking to everybody in our Mishnah, to all the opinions of our Mishnah. Whatever opinion you have, this halacha that whatever is inside, whatever is in a house, can't be carried out, vice versa, without a roof of chatzeris, is a halacha that obviously everybody concurs with. When it comes to clothing, the Beis Meir says that by clothing, all these halachas don't apply. And clothing that you wear, the halacha that, well, if it was in your house, bein hashmoshes, and you didn't make a roof of chatzeris, so I shouldn't be able to carry it out to the chatzer, certainly would not apply, because the clothing you wear are considered an extension of yourself. And since the clothing that you wear are considered an extension of yourself, wherever you could go, your clothing that you're wearing could go as well. Now, one more very important point. Although we said that everything that's in a chatzar can be carried from one chatzar to another chatzar, we also learned that something that's in a bayis cannot be carried to the chatzar unless there was a ruvei chatzeris. What will be the halacha if somebody, obviously incorrectly, carried, there was no eruv from the house to the chatzar, and carried something from the house into the chatzar? The halacha that you could carry according to Rav Shimon that we just learned, from one chatzar to another chatzar would not apply. Why? Because we just learned, you're only allowed to carry something from a chatzar to a chatzar is if something was in the bayis and you were allowed to carry to the chatzar. But this was an object that you weren't allowed to carry to the chatzar. The question that the Rishonim debate is if somebody carried something from his home to the chatzar, will he be allowed to at least carry it within the chatzar? He certainly, as we just said, everybody will agree that you can't carry that object that started in the bayis, that doesn't have an area with the chatzar, into another chatzar. But what about in the chatzar itself? Rashi and Tosfos are of the opinion that once you took it out from the bayis to the chatzar, which you didn't have an eruv chatzeris, and therefore certainly should not have done, you could carry it everywhere in the chatzar. The Rashi's opinion is that you may not move it at all. Since you had no right to bring it to this chatzar, if you brought it to the chatzar, you have no right. You still have no right to move it anywhere in that chatzar. Yosef Avin Baravin, Rav Chinir Baravin, Yosef Abayi Gabayi, Yosef Kamri. Bishlam Rabbanon, the opinion of the Rabbanon our Mishnah, who say you may not carry from one roof to another roof, is understandable. Savri, because they are obviously of the opinion. Shame should the Urim Chalukim Lamata, since each roof is on a separate home, so the homes are certainly separated, and you can't carry from one home to another home without an Erev. Kach the Urim Chalukim Lamala, so the same thing is on the roof, they're considered separate, and you can't carry from one roof to another. In other words, in understanding the opinion of the Chachamim hold that the roofs are considered an extension of the house. And just like you're not allowed to carry from one house to another house, so too may you not carry from one roof to another roof. But there's a very interesting point to make here. As we said at the beginning of the shiur, and we've quoted this very often, and the Rambam, when he discusses and introduces the whole concept of Hilchas Erevin, and this is in the Rambam and Hilchas Erevin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, says that the reason Shlomo HaMelech made the gzeirah of not carrying was, as we said, he was concerned that you shouldn't come to carry from a more private place to a more public place, carrying from that bayis to the chatzar, example we often give, carrying from the various apartments in a house to the lobby, the common area of the home, the lobby. The lobby is obviously more public than my private apartment. But here we're learning that you're not allowed to carry from one house to another house. Where did that become part of the gzeira that Shlomo HaMelech made when he made the rule of being what you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos? And in fact, there are achroinim that say that according to the Rambam, to carry from one home to another home, let's say you'll have two homes that are attached to each other with a window in between, you would be allowed to carry, they say, according to the Rambam, from that home to between the two homes, even without a Ruvi Chatzeris. However, the Magen Avraham and most achroinim disagree. And their opinion is that you're not allowed to carry from one home to another home, where even two private homes, where you don't need to carry outside to get between the two homes. They're attached with a window in between. And they bring a raya from the Gemara that we just learned. Because the Rabbanan our Gemara just said that just like you're not allowed to carry between the two homes, the roofs are an extension of two homes, and you're not allowed to carry between two roofs. But according to the Rambam, why are you not allowed to carry between two homes? It must be that you're not allowed to carry between the two homes. That's the raya the Chazon Ish brings to the opinion of the Magen Avraham. The Tosfos Yontov explains, how do we understand this? Tosfos Yontov explains that although originally Shlomo HaMelech's takana was regarding carrying from private homes to the more public chatzar, that gezeira that Shlomo HaMelech made was later expanded that you can't carry from one home to another home. El Rameyer, But ask the Gemara, now we need to understand Ramey's opinion in the Mishnah. Micah Sover, how are we to understand Ramey's opinion in the Mishnah? Just because they're separated on the bottom, that's why they're separated on the top. Amay Rishus Achasein. Why does he allow you to carry from one roof to the other roof? Vika Sover, and if Ramey's opinion on the other end is Ein Chalukim, that even though they're separate homes, that doesn't mean that the roofs are separate. Kolamal Asar Rishus Achasi, then everything that's in the roof, and the roofs are above 10 tefachim, are considered separate. So if that's Ramey's opinion, then I feel Gag Gvoya Sora, V'noich Asara, then even if one roof is taller than the other roof, Nami, that locha ought to be that you're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. Yet we find that Ramey in our Mishnah says that even though you're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof, you may not carry if one is taller than the other. Amluhu, so he Amalu Abaya, so Abaya responded to them, Lashmila Chaha, have you not heard this to Amr of Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Oymahoy Rameya, come Makam Shatamayt Shtei Rishuyus. Whenever you find two different areas, the Hain Rishus Achas, that even though in the Halacha they're the same, you have two different spots, they're both a Rishus Yachid, but one is not the same height as the other. Kigoin, Amud Rishus HaYachid. You have a pole in Rishus HaYachid. That's Gevaya Asara V'Rachav Arba. So when you have a pole with these dimensions, you certainly have a Rishus HaYachid. The Halach is Asal Katafalov. Somebody standing in the Rishus HaYachid may not put something on that pole, which of course is difficult to understand. Why should you not be allowed to put that in, anything on the pole? Everything is in the Rishus HaYachid. You happen to have a pole in the Rishus HaYachid, but it's carrying within a Rishus HaYachid is certainly permissible. Ramea says it's not, because Ramea made a new Gzeira. Ramea made Gzeira Mishum Tel Rishus HaRabim. Ramea was concerned that let's say you'll have a mound in the Rishus HaRabim. You'll be walking in the street, and there's a mound in the Rishus HaRabim, which is 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide. And of course, from the Rishus HaRabim, you may not deposit anything on that mound. And people are going to make a mistake and say, well, I know I'm allowed to put something on the pole that's in Rishus HaYachid. And they're going to think you may do so in the Rishus HaRabim as well. But of course, here we're dealing with a Issa D'Raisa, because taking something that's in the Rishus HaRabim and putting it on this mound, which has all the dimensions of Rishus HaYachid, equals carrying from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, which of course is Asur. Tosus, the Ramaskal Kol, points out that even though we have a rule throughout Shas, that we always follow the Gzeiris the Rameya instituted, that Halach applies even when Rameya is disputing a Rabbim, it's Gemara Masech Tiksubis, Daf Nun Zayinam and Aleph. However, in this Gzeira, we don't paskin like Rav Meir, because the Gemara later is going to paskin like Rav Shimon, who said, as we learned in our Mishnah, that you're allowed to carry from the roof to the Chatzar. Now let's think about it. Carrying from the roof to the Chatzar is certainly considered a situation that you're carrying from a place that's 10 tefachim, even though they're both Rishus HaYachids, but you're carrying from a taller Rishus HaYachid to the lower Rishus HaYachid. Yet the Gemara says that we follow the opinion of Rav Shimon, and we're not concerned for this Gzeira of Rameya. So this becomes an exception to the rule that we don't follow the opinion of Rameya by this Gzeira. The Miri doesn't necessarily agree. And the Miri says that there are those that actually hold that the Halacha is Rameya, even with this Gzeira as well. The Ritva says that Rameya only made his Gzeira when you have a pole that's 10 tefachim, and therefore it looks like a mound in the Rishus HaRabim. And as the Gemara just explained, it could easily get confused. But what's going to be, says the Ritva, if you have a pit in the Rishus HaYachid? So is it going to be the same also that I shouldn't be allowed to carry from the Rishus HaYachid to the pit? Because I'm going to carry from the Rishus HaYachid to the pit. I may come to carry from the Rishus HaRabim to the pit, which is Rishus HaYachid. Says the Miri, no. He said, because mounds in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim were shchiach. And since the shchiach, that's why Rameyer felt there's a need to make a gzeira. Pits in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, however, says Rameyer, are not shchiach, and therefore there's no room to make such a gzeira. However, furthermore, says the Ritva, a very bechiddush, that only by a pole the Rameyer make his gzeira. Because a pole is not something that people usually have to that degree that they use it in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. But if you have something in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, which is a part of the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, even though it does have the dimensions of Rosh Hashanah Yochid independently, but if it's something that's part and parcel of the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, a pole is not that common in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So the way I understand the Ritva, there are three categories that the Ritva is identifying. If you have something like a pit, which is highly uncommon to be in a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, Rameyer is not going to make a gzeira. It's a milsad l'shchicha, it's uncommon. If you're going to have something that is part of Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it's the way Rosh Hashanah Yochids are constructed, Rameyer will not make a gzeira, because people aren't going to look at that object or whatever it is as an independent area. They look at it as an extension of the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and therefore you could carry within the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. If you have something which is commonly found in a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, but does not serve as the typical object that you find in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, that's the pole in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, that's when Rameyer is going to make his gzeira. So now the Gemara explained, once we've established that Rameyer made such a gzeira about the tail Rosh Hashanah Yochid, that's why we could understand why in our Mishnah as well, Hachanami, when one roof is taller than the other roof, that's why he made a gzeira that you may not carry from one roof to another roof. Gzeira Mishum, tail Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Sovimineh. So they thought, I feel b'machteshes. If you'll have a feel of begigas, you'll have a mortar, you'll have a barrel. Amal Abaya, Hocha Amamar, this is what my Rebbe taught me. Loyam Rameyer, Rameyer did not say this gzeira, Ela Ba'amud V'amas HaRechayim, only by a pole, or the base that they put the grinder on, the mill on, Hoyav Adam Kaveleim Bakum. Since they're independent, and they look independent, and they don't look like just part and parcel of the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, that's where Rameyer made a gzeira. Ask the Gemara. We've learned previously in the Masechta, very koisel shebein shtei chatzeres. When you have a war between two chatzeres, kavuhu, that's a place that belongs to all the time. And we learned, it's certainly a wall that's 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, and therefore, why doesn't Rameyer say that you're not allowed to carry from the chatzer to the wall? Aren't we going to learn in Mitzvah Shem? Amr Yehuda, Kshetim Tzalaymer, when you'll analyze the opinions of our Mishnah, you will come to the conclusion that L'divrei Rameyer, according to Rameyer, Gagan HaEir Rishus L'Atzman, all the roofs of the city are one Rishus, as we learned in the Mishnah. You're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. Chatzeris Rishus L'Atzman, all the Chatzeris in the city are one Rishus. Kafefis Rishus Latzman, all the Kafefis are one Rishus. And just like Rameyer said, you're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof, even without an Erif, that's why he's going to say, you could carry from one Chatzar to another Chatzar without an Erif. You could carry from one Karfif to another Karfif without an Erif. Why? Because Rashi Divrei Masel Chatzeris explains, because why would I assume to differentiate between treating all the roofs as one category versus treating all the kafefas as one category, or treating all the chatzeris as one category? There's no reason to differentiate. So if that's the case, that they're all one rishos, but you're not allowed to carry, according to Rameyer, from one roof, from a roof to from a chatzer, from a roof to a karfif. Because, what's the reason, explains Rashi, Divrei Maskel, Chatzeros? Because when you're going from a roof to a chatzer, Rameya holds, there's typically going to be a height of 10 tefachim. Now, so what's the reason you're not allowed to carry? Because they're not one category and they're not the same height. So ask the Gemara, my love, doesn't that mean the Charlotte Tatuli Derek Chatzer? But that you're allowed to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer, even though you're going on top of the roof, on top of this wall that stands between the two chatzeres. Now let's think about it. A wall that's standing between two chatzeres is no different than the tail, the mound, the amud in the Rosh HaYochid. So if the amud in the Rosh HaYochid, Rameyah said you're not allowed to carry, why would he allow you to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer over the wall? Why is this not part of his gzeira? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Sheshes, Rameyah doesn't allow you to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer. Even though Rameyah, as we just finished learning, allows you to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer, he only allows you to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer, indeed, if there's no wall that between them. And if there was a wall this height in between them, he would only allow you to carry if there's a window in that wall. But if you're going to have to carry above 10 tefachim, he will not allow you to carry there because of his gzeira that we're learning in our entire shiur today of a tale, Brishus HaYochid. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Sheshes, Loi Lachtis L'chaytzim Derech Psochim. He would only allow you to carry through windows or doors in the wall, not over the wall, if it's 10 tefachim tall or higher. The Chamina Mishnah said, Kol Echav Echav Rishus Pefnei Atzmai. Every roof is considered a separate Rishus. Says the Gemara Itmar, there was a machlokes in the yeshiva, which is going to be now the discussion of our Gemara. When did Rabbanan say this halacha? That means if you have a number of homes that are all connected, and therefore all the roofs are, and there's no gate between one roof to the next, and all of them are open to each other, what's going to be halacha? Will you be allowed to carry on each roof separately? Rav Amar, if the roofs are open to each other, if, as we learned a few moments ago, the opinion of the Rabbanan is that each home is separate, and therefore each roof is separate, so now we've learned the halacha many times in this Masechta, that if you have an area open to another area to which you may not carry, then you're not even carry in either area. Parts m'loyoy l'mokam ha'asoloy. So therefore, you will not be allowed to carry in such a circumstance, says Rav. You'll only be able to carry within Arba Amos of that roof. Each roof is considered separate. We say good achas mechitzta. We say that the wall that separates the houses goes up, and therefore it separates not just the houses, but it separates the roofs. And since it separates each roof individually, so we are not dealing with a situation where one roof is open to another roof that is also for it to carry from one to the other. Says the Gemara, b'mechitzas hanikaros, where you have a situation that it's obvious that each house is separate, there, says the Gemara, kulam lo pligi, that we look at each house individually. And this is diagram 313, in the Mar Hamavar. But ki pligi, what is the subject of the Machlokes of Rav Shmuel? But mechitzas she'en in the chorus. Diagram 314. Rav Amar eimet hatan ba el ba'arba amos. Since there's no way of showing that these two homes are separate, so then they're not, we can't say that we have a way of separating each roof, and therefore you can only carry. So each roof is open to an area where it's usur, and therefore ematatun ba el barbamis. Loyamrinan, if you can't see the separation of the two homes, Rav's opinion is loyamrinan good asach mechitzta. We can't apply the concept of good achas. Shmuel amar mutal tatum kulay. Shmuel says that you're allowed to. You do say, Gurach's Mechitzta, even in this situation. Tosfos the Rav Maskil asks, that even though Rav and Shmuel themselves in the Gemara and Daf Tzadik Aleph and Mitzvah Shem passing like Rav Shimon, so now we need to understand why are they trying to evaluate and understand the opinion of the Chachamim when they don't follow the opinion of the Chachamim, they passing like Rav Shimon. So the Pashto Pshat Taisa suggests is that they're trying to understand the opinion of the Chachamim even though they don't passing like the Chachamim. But then Taisa says that even that this Machloikis will have relevance even according to the opinion of Rav Shimon. Because Rav Shimon is of the agrees that, as we learned in the Mishnah, that Rav Shimon will agree that something was in the house at the beginning of Shabbos, and then and you took it up to the roof, that you're not allowed to carry it from one roof to another roof. So now the question is, the Machlokes of Rav and Shmuel, what are considered separate roofs and what are not considered separate roofs? Ask the Gemara on Rav's opinion from our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, the Chum Oimrim, Kol Echad V'Echad, each one of the roofs, the Chum's opinion were, Rishos La'atzmai, as considered a separate Rishos. Mishlam L'Shmuel, according to Shmuel, the statement in the Mishnah is Nichas, very understandable, that the Chum are coming to teach us in the Mishnah that you may carry on each roof individually. El L'Rav, but ask the Gemara, according to Rav, Kasha, how are we going to stand the Mishnah? Because if all the roofs are open to each other, then you're not allowed to carry even on the roofs themselves. What is Rav saying that you're allowed to carry? How does it seem that our Mishnah is teaching us that you're allowed to carry on each roof individually? Answers the Gemara. Amri, Bei Rav, in the Yeshiva of Rav, they defended Rav's opinion. B'shmei de Rav, Shlo yitatlo shtei ams begagzeh, v'shtei ams begagzeh. That even though Rav holds that on each roof individually you could carry Dalet Amos, what does the Mishnah mean to teach us? That in each roof you can't carry more than Dalet Amos if they're exposed to each other, but in each, you could carry four Amos. But let's say you want to carry four Amos by carrying two Amos on one roof and then carrying another two Amos on the neighboring roof, you will not be allowed to do it because the two roofs are considered also to each other. Ask the Gemara, V'amar Rabbi Elazar, asks Rabbi Elazar from a brisa. It says, "Kavina beBavel, when we were in Bavel, have a minin, bar be Rav Mishmei de Rav Amri, aim a tatla el ba'arba amis. We're not allowed to carry on a roof that's exposed to its neighboring roof, according to the Chumim, only four amis. Behind the Beishmul Tanu, in the Yeshiva Shmuel, we learned that ein lahem el gagon, that you can carry on each roof individual." My elam el gagon. What does it mean? El lav d'shiruli b'tatul b'kakulei, that you could carry on the entire roof, not like Rav said that you can't carry from one roof to another roof. And as the Ritva points out, the Gemara could. So this brisa clearly indicates that you could carry on the entire roof that's open to the connected roof. According to Rav, if you have these two roofs, you can't carry on either roof more than Dalet Amos. So how will Rav explain this brisa? So as the Tzvar points out, the Gemara could have said, Rav Tanahu Polik. The Rav is a Tan and disagrees with that brisa. But the Tzvar tells us, and we've established this many times, that we don't apply the concept of Rav Tanahu Polik only under when there's no other teretz. But when the Gemara could offer another teretz, the Gemara doesn't use the teretz of Rav Tanahu Polik. So the Gemara is going to look for different teretz. Ask the Gemara, why does this brisa, as says the Gemara, trouble you? Why would this brisa not be any more difficult than the Mishnah, the Kimnu? And we explained, how does Rav understand our Mishnah according to the Chamim? The Rav will explain that the Mishnah means that even though you're allowed to carry four amos on each roof, but you're not allowed to carry two amos on this roof and two amos on the neighboring roof. Hachinami, says the Gemara, that's how Rav will explain that that's what this brisa means. Shtei amos begagzeh v'shtei amos begagzeh. Rabbi Yosef, says Rabbi Yosef, l'shmila hashmatza. I never heard this halacha that Shmuel said, that we say good asik mechitzda, even by mechitza she'en in the karas. Even when we go back to diagram 313, where you can't see the separation of the roofs, I'm still going to apply the concept of good achas, Says the Gemara, I never heard this. And as we have very often throughout Shas, but particularly often in this Masechta, Abaya, the Talmud of Rabbi Yosef got ill, and he forgot some of his learning. And Abaya would attempt to remind him of what he forgot. So he said, Amalei Abaya, at Amritlan, you are the one that taught us this halacha in the name of Shmuel, and V'aha Amritlan. And you taught us regarding this halacha. We're going to learn a Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph. Gag Godel HaSamach LaKotan. When you have a larger roof connected to a smaller roof. And the larger roof extends past the smaller roof on two sides, which this is diagram 315. The halacha is HaGodel Mutter. You're allowed to carry on the larger roof, even according to Rav, that says that you're not allowed to carry on a roof that's exposed to another roof. Here, we're going to look at this larger roof as if it has walls around it. The cotton, but the smaller roof, you're going to usher, not be allowed to carry on it, because it's completely exposed to the other roof. And Abaye continues reminding his Rebbe, Rebbe Yosef, that you taught us when we learned this Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Loi Shanu Al Sheish Diyurin Al Zeh V'Diyurin Al Zeh, that people use both roofs and they walk from one roof to the other, and therefore you can't treat them separately. Davalei Hada Katan, so the smaller roof that's connected to the larger roof, a mechitzin addresses. It's a mechitza, it's a separation that's completely walked on and therefore cannot be considered a separate area. However, that if the two homes under these roofs do not typically walk from one to the other, then each roof is going to be considered separate. Why is each roof considered separate? Because we're going to say that the homes on the bottom, we say good achsik on those homes, and they separate the two roofs into two separate areas. Now, what do we see from this? That we apply the concept of good achsik mechetzta even when the wall is not noticeable. So isn't this a raya to Shmuel's opinion, that even when the walls are not noticeable, we apply the concept of good asik mechitzta? So how are you telling me, says Abaye to his Rebbe, Rebbe Yosef, that we don't say good asik in such circumstances? Amalei, so Rebbe Yosef tells Abaye, I did not mean to paskin like Shmuel, to say good asik mechitzta, even when it's a mechitza shenein in the keres. What I meant to paskin was as follows. This is what I meant to say. Loi shanu, that when is the halacha that you're allowed to carry on the larger roof? Elishiyesh mechitza alzeh or mechitza alzeh, that there are mechitzas around the entire area, which is shown in diagram 316. When there are mechitzas around the entire area, the god l'mishter begufufi. So we look in picture 316, the entire roof of the entire larger roof. Is completely enclosed with a gate. There's just an opening between the two roofs, and the opening, as we're going to say, is less than 10 amos, so it's considered a Pesach. So that's why we look at this larger roof as completely enclosed. But the smaller roof, the cotton nifritz b'maloyoy, is completely exposed to the other roof. Avol, if there is no mechitza, loy al zeh, the diagrams that we spoke about earlier, then to rely on good asik mechitza and say that because of good asik mechitza, I should be allowed to carry in the larger and the roofs, each one separately, and that the entire concern was because of mechitza in the dresses, that is not what I meant. Ask the Abaye, but to his Rebbe, Rebbe Yosef, but that's not what you said. You spoke about the diurn of Martelon. You told us that it depends if people walk on the roof. And people walk on the roof, then it's a mechitz in the dresses. And if people don't walk on the roof, then it's not a mechitz in the dresses. So it's clearly that that was what was your consideration, not the way you're explaining now. Says Rabbi Yosef, if I did mention the Urim, this is what I meant to do when I'm mentioning the Urim. What I meant to say was, Loi Shanu, the Chacham said that you're allowed to carry on the larger roof, and you're not allowed to carry on the smaller roof. Ella, sheyesh mechitza ruya l'dir al zeh, or mechitza ruya l'dir al zeh. That there's a mechitza around the larger roof, and there's a mechitza around the smaller roof. That's why we know that people want to use their roof. The hani, the gol mishter begufufi, and therefore when we have such a situation where there's a gate around the roof, and not only is there a gate around the roof, but we also have that the larger gag, the larger roof, is only just like a opening a door to the smaller roof. That's why the larger roof could carry on its roof. The cotton difference from Maloyoi and the smaller roof, since it's completely exposed on that side to the larger roof, has a problem. Aval yesh mechitza ruil adir al godl. What's going to be the halacha, he says, when there's a mechitza around the larger roof? Vein mechitza ruil adir al cotton. And they didn't put a mechitza around the smaller roof. Then, afil cotton shari levnei godl. Then the people on the larger roof can walk on the smaller roof. My tama, why? If we're learning that the smaller roof is considered separate and completely exposed, says Rav Yosef, kiven de'lo'avad mechitza, since the people on the smaller roof did not make a mechitza around that roof, slukis lakin avshay mehocha. What they're saying is that we're not interested in using our roof. How do we see that they're not interested in using their roof? By the fact that they didn't make a fence around it. And because they didn't make a fence around it, what they are announcing is that we're not using our roof, and that our roof, which as we're learning in our shir, is the smaller roof, will become an extension of the larger roof. And the larger roof, you're allowed to carry on, and therefore the smaller roof will be considered an extension of the larger roof, and they could carry on both of them. And the people from the larger roof and the people from the smaller roof can't carry anywhere. Says the Gemara, this concept, the Gemara now works with this concept that you could show that that certain areas become connected to another area. We say in other places as well. If somebody built a ladder to get up to the roof and the other homes did not make a ladder to get up to the roof, Hutter. So the person who made the ladder could carry on kol hagag and kulam, on all the roofs. Why? By him putting the ladder, he's showing that he's going to use the roofs. By them not putting a ladder, what they're essentially saying is, we're not going to be using the roofs. And therefore, all those other roofs become extensions of his roof. Amar Abaya. So Abaya, again, with this concept, teaches us, Bona aliyah gaba beisai. If somebody built an attic or something on top of his home, this is diagram 317. There are a number of homes, as we see, attached to each other. But one of the homes built some sort of a hut or bits of some sort of area on the top of his home, and he made a daka in front of it. He could carry on all the roofs. And as all the Rishonim explained, even though we've been learning from the beginning of our shiur today, the opinion of the Chachamim is that you may not carry from one roof to the other roof. Here, by this person being the one to make the daka, he's showing that he's going to be using the roofs, and everybody else will not be using the roof. And by doing so, that all the roofs become an extension of his roof. However, Amar Rava, comments Rava, Pam Shadaka Lisser. Sometimes by making the staka, you can't carry from one roof to the other roof. Hey Chidami, what is the example where you can't? David Lahadi Tabitz the Besai. When you made the daka not facing the other roofs, but you made the daka facing your garden, which is diagram 318. Damrinon, that when you make the daka in that direction, he obviously made that daka to extend himself and connect himself to his yard, but not to connect himself to the other roofs. So if you make the daka to connect yourself to the other roofs, that shows that all the other roofs become an extension of your roof. Everybody else will not be allowed to carry in the roofs, and you will be allowed to carry in the roof. But if you make the daka in a way that it show that you that it shows that you're not interested in carrying the roofs either, because you made the daka in the other direction, then not you too will not be allowed to carry from one roof to the other. They're not considered all an extension of your roof.